Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Today, it is best known for being the site of the island's primary refuse collection facility, but at one time, the area was once a thriving sugar estate. And on this day, February 4th, 1817, a notice was posted in the newspaper, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette, showing that Mangrove Pond Estate was being offered for sale. According to historian Professor Sir Woodville Marshall, the area had the distinction of being the oldest estate whose date of establishment could be pinpointed with certainty. Records show that the land was surveyed as far back as 1634, apparently for a Peter Eady, who was its first owner. This was less than a decade after the settlement of Barbados. At that time, the property was already a sizable one, encompassing an area of some 240 acres. The name Mangrove had been attached to the area from at least as far back as 1654 and is speculated to have come from the mangroves around the associated pond. Ownership of the property changed hands several times throughout its history. By 1654, the estate was owned by Edward Harris, who that year sold 150 acres, or roughly half the total of area, to a Sergeant Major Timothy Thornhill. He held on to it for about 20 years before selling it in 1674 to his son-in-law John Sampson for £4,000. By 1680, Sampson had expanded the size of the property to an unprecedented 327 acres through an amalgamation of Mangrove Pond and Bennett's plantations. By 1743, the two properties had been passed into the hands of a Harry Slingsby. By this time, the two adjoining properties of Mangrove Pond and Bennett's, or Giddy Hall, as the latter was also known, had further expanded to 400 acres, with 137 enslaved persons living on it. Slingsby had married Anne Hothersell. After his death, she remarried, becoming the wife of a Walter Bennett, who took ownership of the two properties. He used the two properties as collateral to secure a loan of £6,079 to pay off a debt owed to a London-based merchant firm by his wife's first husband, the late Harry Slingsby. The estates continued to pass through the hands of different owners over the latter part of the 1700s and into the early 1800s. The estates were sold in 1792 to a John Forster Alleyne of St. James for £21,000. Just 7 years later, in 1799, Forster sold the properties to a Gabriel Gemmett, a merchant from St. Michael. He in turn sold them in 1802 to Thomas Hall Smitten and Richard Matthew Smitten of St. James for £10,000. By the time of the notice in 1817, Richard Smitten still owned Mangrove Pond Estate, along with the 207 enslaved persons who lived there. He held on to the plantation until his death around 1832. By 1913, the plantation had shrunk to 234 acres. In the years since, the property was taken over by government and was pressed into service as a landfill. This has been mired in controversy over many years due to the inconvenience caused to nearby residents by the waste management activities at the site. However, in recent times, more strenuous efforts have been made to bring the situation under control to the satisfaction of those people living in the residential areas that have sprung up on what was once a thriving sugar plantation.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.